Well, hello again.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going? It's Dennis over here with Bank of Cardiff.
Yes.
Hey, buddy. Just checking in with you. I know you're super busy, but they require me to check in on you every once in a while. So.
Yeah, it'll be a week or two yet before I get done farming.
Alrighty, not a problem. I'll let them know. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
You too, Ken. Thanks.
Yep. Well, say, I got a question for you.
Sure, go ahead.
Somebody proposed giving me some kind of a terminal so I could take pictures of checks and I get credit for it that way, and they're going to charge me 5 to 15% of the amount. What's the trick to that one?
Well, with those, a lot of companies will get, they'll say that's actually the interest rate, but what that is a holdback percentage of your Visa and MasterCard sales. We have that program available as well. It's just not very popular, and it's literally impossible to budget for because you have no idea what your credit card sales are going to be from one day to the next. But
these aren't credit card sales. They're just actual
just be checks. And they do a holdback percentage of the checks. Hmm. Haven't heard of that one. I know there is types of loans that if you had, for example, in your industry, if you used Square and your customers could pay with the Square, they could set it up where every time they use that, it would deduct a certain percentage of that to go back to pay the loan amount back.
Uh-huh.
We have something like that too, but from my experience, the downside of those is that it's not a fixed payment, so you have no idea, you know, what your sales are going to be from one day to the next, and it's just really hard to budget for. But from my experience too, I mean, I'm not sure if it's with checks, if it's actually a holdback percentage of that, where they use the accounting number and routing number, you know what I mean, to capture those funds. But I know if it's credit cards that it is just a holdback percentage, but there's still a comparable cost to any sort of short-term working capital loans associated with it too.
Sure.
So
well, and I would expect that, but you know, they sure don't tell you that up front.
Right, and I hear that a lot.
There's got to be something else to it besides that, because that sounds.
Now, I could be wrong, but yeah, it sounds like that's just what's held back to pay the loan back, and I'm sure the cost is, you know, pretty comparable to what a working capital loan would be, probably even a little more expensive, just because they have to set up a specific ACH that's captured that way. But that sounds like that's what that is to me.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Dennis.
You too, buddy. I'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Good, sir. Bye.
Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Bye.